think it's dangerous for companies to become obsessed with consistency. I think there's a time and a place for consistency. And I'm not talking about consistency of execution. I'm talking about consistency of content. Of course, consistency of execution is important. Being a consistent person, doing what you know, doing what you say you're going to do, all that stuff is of utmost importance. But when I talk about consistency in this podcast, I'm talking about consistency from a product and perhaps even a content perspective. I think one mistake that junior product managers make is they can be obsessed with consistency. And in fact, in a lot of, you know, a lot of new product managers will come in and say, I'm going to make this new thing and it's going to be consistent with that thing. And my primary job here, once I've started, is to create consistency across our product or across our app. And there's nothing wrong inherently with consistency, but that I think when that becomes the highest form of inspiration, problems can occur, right? When people stop thinking about new ways to do things, when they stop asking questions like, you know, what does the user really want here? Sometimes that can create situations where new aspects of an app are in some ways highly inconsistent with past things. And maybe it's the older parts of the app that need to be made consistent with the new parts. Or maybe, you know, it depends on your market and your user group and who your customers are and why they bought your product. But maybe it's okay that there's inconsistency. Maybe as you build out the first version of your product, you know, there are parts of what you're doing that are inconsistent with past parts. And that's okay. It's the first coat of paint. And when you go to put a second coat of paint on, maybe you can create consistency if that's the right thing to do. But I think there is sometimes within organizations this faith in what existed before they were around. And I think that's not only true of companies or products. I think it's true like culturally, you know, I think about a lot of religions where, so I'm not a religious person, but I've definitely seen, but I grew up in a religious culture, and there's this tendency to not question the things that were around, you know, but before someone was born, right? So if you could think about things like, I don't know, the birth of Jesus, right? If someone came around today saying the types of things that Jesus said or any other religious prophet or figure, you know, most people would discount them, right? But because these things, you know, Jesus and others existed before someone was born, it has a certain amount of weight. And I definitely see this in startups where a cohort of people will come into an organization and they accept it almost face value or at face value what was done prior to their arrival. But everything done since their arrival is subject to a huge amount of scrutiny. And there's this desire to create consistency with what's always been there. And I think a danger for companies is that a whole bunch of people get hired, or enough people get hired, that bring up consistency concerns on every single meeting, that you create this organization that is, it's like this consistency creating machine that everything that's done gets pulled into this vortex of consistency. And you know, where the past is worshipped. I mean, that's another thing that happens often in startups is there's this nostalgia for the early days. And, you know, when the entire company could just chat in the parking lot, and that kind of nostalgia is problematic. You know, I think if it's treated as anything more than nostalgia, right? Because companies grow, they evolve, everything expands. Hopefully, you know, things are expanding. And they expand because it's working, right? So often when you do something and it works, it actually destroys a thing that existed previously. So I think there's a few places people can go when they're building a product, or new product managers. There's a few places they can go. And the first is consistency. I think that's trap number one. I think trap number two is pretending, it's taking a paternalistic approach to users, that, you know, job one is consistency. And then job two, sometimes for new product managers, can be to not give people enough rope to hang themselves, and to take things away, to eliminate things that would allow a user to get into trouble. And I think that's also, like, that works in some cases, but in many cases, that isn't what the user wants at all. The user wants to get messy. They want freedom. They want control. And there are some products and some verticals that should absolutely take the, you know, don't give them enough rope to hang themselves approach. But in others, that's exactly the opposite, right? Like, taking the approach of not giving people enough rope to hang themselves does not work with an API business. it doesn't work with developer tools. It certainly hasn't worked with, like, Microsoft Word, right? The most popular word processor anywhere, way more popular than Google Docs or Pages, which remove so many things from the interface. But at the end of the day, people want to create the doc that they want to create. So to reiterate, I think pitfall number one for product teams is to have consistency as a form of inspiration, but not have it as the primary inspiration. It can be in there, it can be in the mix, but it should not be the primary inspiration. I think the second pitfall is to take a paternalistic or completely laissez-faire approach, right? Like, you need to calibrate to the users that are actually going to stay with you long-term and give you money, right? And pitfall number two is believing that the job is to add as many features as possible, or believing your job is to control as much as possible, right? Either of those are mistakes. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.